Okay then, on to the sermon. We're continuing our series on well-being, mental health and faith. And today we're looking at physical well-being. That's our subject for this morning. And we're especially focusing on the importance of our bodies. Did you know that the Bible describes our bodies as being really, really important? We see this in many places in the Bible, but supremely in Psalm 139. For you created my inmost being. This is the psalmist speaking to God. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Can you see from those verses how much value and worth and importance our bodies have? They've been carefully designed and made by God. And that is why we should look after them and look after them well and care for them. Our bodies really matter. I mean, just think about it for a minute. God made a physical universe. He gave us physical bodies. And he himself, in the person of Jesus Christ, entered our physical world in a physical body. Our bodies are really important. They matter. So we must take care of them and attend to their needs. We must not neglect them or view them or think of them as worthless. So let's look at 1 Kings chapter 19, the passage that Gregory read, to find out how God attended to Elijah's physical well-being, how God looked after Elijah's physical body. I won't read this out because we just read it, but Elijah is in a place called Jezreel. And he's scared, so he flees, he runs to Beersheba. Now, that's a journey of about 100 miles of panicked running and scrambling and falling and getting up again. And he's absolutely exhausted and he collapses at the end of the journey. He feels so terrible, he wants to die. What does God do in response? Well, God attends to Elijah's physical needs, first of all, before anything else. He allows him to sleep and he gives him food, as the passage shows. Ruth Haley Barton puts it like this: God did not waste time trying to deal with him intellectually or even spiritually, because it wouldn't have done any good. He began dealing with Elijah's physical weariness and depletion. He let Elijah sleep. Then he woke Elijah up when it was time to eat and drink and provided food and water for him. We've had some bread tasting. We've got a lovely, enormous loaf there. And God made a loaf of bread baked over hot coals for Elijah. Isn't God gentle here? Isn't he caring? And he knows that Elijah's first and primary need is physical. So he provides for that need. And that teaches us we must look after our bodies. We must not neglect them. It's false thinking to say the only thing that matters is my spiritual self. It don't really matter about my body and what I do with it. That's not what the Bible teaches. Our physical bodies matter. And for us to experience physical well-being, we need to have sleep, food, and exercise. So let's think about sleep, first of all. Sleep is a super important aspect of physical well-being. The Mental Health Foundation say this about sleep. Sleep is as important to our health as eating, drinking, and breathing. It allows our bodies to repair themselves and our brains to consolidate our memories and process information. Poor sleep is linked to physical problems such as a weakened immune system, and mental health problems such as anxiety and depression. See how important sleep is. Are you getting enough sleep and rest? Are you paying attention to yourself to ensure that you get the right amount? The right amount, by the way, varies from person to person. Do you know how much you need? Are you ensuring that you get that? Some of us need to be more self-disciplined, so we don't stay up late watching TV or scrolling through our devices. But some of us really struggle to sleep, don't we? And if so, please do look on the NHS website or somewhere helpful like that. There's really interesting and helpful tips to get a better night's sleep. And if you're really struggling, if you've gone for many nights without sleeping well, then please do see your doctor, because it can be really debilitating and damaging to your physical health and your mental health if you're not sleeping properly. Next, food. And it's harvest today, isn't it? And we see all this amazing food in front of us. And just like a car needs the right fuel for the engine to work properly, our bodies need the right food and drink to function properly. If you put petrol into a diesel car, you'll ruin the engine. We need to take responsibility to put the right food and drink into our bodies. If we don't, we risk damaging our bodies. And the right fuel will not only help us physically, will not only benefit our physical well-being, the right food and drink will also benefit us mentally. Did you know that food affects mood? Here's a fascinating video about food and mood from Mind, the mental health charity.
Food and mood. 8 ways to get you thinking about how your food affects your mood. 1. Eat regularly. If your blood sugar drops, it can make you feel tired, irritable, or depressed. Eating regularly will keep your sugar levels steady. Try food that releases energy slowly, like food high in proteins such as nuts and seeds, oats and whole grains. 2. Make sure you're getting the right fats. Your brain needs fatty oils such as omega 3 and 6 to keep it working well. So rather than avoiding all fat, it's important to eat the right ones. Try eating food high in the good fats, like oily fish, chicken, nuts like walnuts and almonds, olive and sunflower oils, sunflower or pumpkin seeds, avocados, or milk, yogurt, cheese, and eggs. 3. Increase your protein. Protein has amino acids in it. These make up the chemicals your brain needs to regulate your thoughts and feelings. It also helps control your blood sugar levels. So try eating protein-rich foods. Lean meat, fish, eggs, cheese, legumes like peas, beans and lentils, nuts and seeds. 4. Drink more. If you're not hydrated enough, you might find it difficult to concentrate or think clearly. You might also start to feel constipated, which puts no one in a good mood. Water is great, but why not try drinking herbal or green tea or diluted fruit juice? 5. Eat a rainbow of fruit and vegetables. Vegetables and fruit contain a lot of the minerals, vitamins and fiber we need to keep us physically and mentally healthy. Eating a variety of different colours every day means you'll get a good range of nutrients. 6. Cut down on the caffeine. Having too much caffeine can make you feel anxious and depressed, disturb your sleep, especially if you're having it last thing at night, or give you withdrawal symptoms when you stop suddenly. Caffeine is in things like coffee, tea, chocolate, cola, and energy drinks. You might feel better if you stop drinking caffeine completely, but just cutting down will help too. 7. Pay attention to your gut. Your gut and your brain use similar chemicals. So, keeping your gut healthy can help to keep your brain healthy too. Healthy gut foods include fiber-rich foods like fruits, vegetables and whole grains, and live yogurts which contain probiotics. Remember that it might take time for your gut to get used to a new eating pattern, so make changes slowly. 8. Are you intolerant? Sometimes people have food intolerances, which can affect both your mental and physical health. If you're worried you might be intolerant, you could contact a professional dietitian or nutritionist. Remember that any changes you make might take time for your body and your mind to get used to. So, if you're changing to a new eating pattern, it might take a while for you to start feeling the benefits.
You might be thinking, why have we just watched a video about so much about food? But I really wanted to show that to highlight the passage from the Psalms that we read earlier. We're fearfully and wonderfully made, aren't we? And we're made to be part of a physical world. God has designed and given us foods that benefit our well-being, and not just physically, but our brains as well and our minds. Isn't it incredible, the connections between the gut and the mind? Just wanted to highlight that to help us think through, am I eating properly? I watched that video when I was preparing and I thought I really need to drink less coffee and probably drink more green tea. That's an action that I'm going to take that could help me feel less anxious and jittery. So let's continue. Exercise. Our bodies have been designed to move, okay? God made them to be moving things. They need exercise to function properly. Now, exercise has been proven to increase our energy levels, enhance our mental health, and prevent many diseases. Psychiatrist John J. Ratey wrote a book called Spark, The Revolutionary New Science of Exercise in the Brain. And in it, he says this, exercise cues the building blocks of learning in the brain. It affects mood, anxiety, and attention. It guards against stress and reverses some of the effects of aging in the brain. Again, it's amazing, isn't it? God has made our bodies to move, and if we move, we benefit ourselves greatly. Exercise is clearly important, is clearly essential, but it can be hard to get round to doing it, can't it? Also, I'm very conscious that exercise can be a trigger word for some of us. Perhaps it reminds you of having to do forced cross-country runs in the cold and the mud when you were at school, or playing a sport that you hated, rugby, when it snowed at school and have everyone laugh at you. Or perhaps it reminds you of failure. So, how do we exercise? Find something you love that involves movement and do it. Go dancing or something like that. Do some stretching. People do wild swimming, don't they? My sister did a sport called octopush. You ever heard of that? Underwater hockey. How random is that? You play hockey in the swimming pool, pushing the puck along the floor of the pool. My friends do medieval sword fighting. How random is that? But both of those random things get them moving, increase their heart rate, get them warm, and that's important. Work out what motivates you. Make time for it. Make it fun. Don't compare yourselves with other people and take small steps, and you'll be on the way to doing good exercise. A small minority of people exercise too much. Sometimes we can become obsessed with exercise and overtrain and actually damage our bodies, a bit like Elijah did when he did that massive run and he was so depleted. If that's you, just be careful. Ask yourself why you train so much and try to achieve a balance in your life. Well, that's me done. That's the sermon finished. And I just want us to take us a few quiet moments now before I hand back to Lizzie, just to think, what do I need to do? Let's just look at these things that we thought about on the screen. I just included there some new booklets. You might have seen that in WhatsApp. Lots of interesting booklets about well-being, mental health and faith. They're free. Do take them. They're in the lobby. But let's just think through, where do I need to improve? What do I need to work on? I have a few minutes to do that. Then I hand back to Lizzie.